The angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." And today, before we leave Christmas and this old year behind, I want us as a church to think for one last time this year, why is Jesus good news? What is this good news? Let's dig down a little bit deeper just over the next 10 minutes and let us again say to each other and that we might say to our community why Jesus is good news. So just take a moment with those around you and answer that question, why is Jesus good news for you? Think about Jesus and think about what he has done in your life and what he has done in our world. And let's come up with some reasons today why Jesus is good news. Let's just take a few minutes to talk to each other. Around with that a little bit. Okay, we'll come back together and we'll write some of your answers on the board. And Joe's going to come round with the microphone so we can just hear some of these reasons and record them today. So just put your hand up if you'd like to say something.
Because he taught people about God.
Thank you, Abigail. He's our teacher.
He cares about us and he loves us.
He cares about us.
He wiped the slate clean.
He wipes the slate clean. He forgives us all our sins, and he gives us a new clean page for 2019. Thank you.
After being years in the wilderness, God has brought me to my friend here, and she's been remarkable in helping me back to where I was, only in a better place with the Lord Jesus. And I'm so grateful to be in this church where I find Jesus is loved more than anywhere else I've ever worshipped before. I praise God. I really thank Jesus for all he has done for me. And that's a lot to put down there. Sorry. I could go on. I better not.
Thank you for that wonderful testimony. I'm going to put, he unites us. He brings us together with one another.
Because Jesus has opened the way back to God for us. He opened the way back.
Yeah, thank you. The way back to God.
Loves us.
He loves us. He cares and loves us. Thank you.
He cares for us.
He cares for us as well. Thank you. Yeah, we can't say that enough, can we? We forget sometimes. He cares for us.
He gives us peace that the world can't give us.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Wonderful gift of peace.
He gives us hope.
Strong hope.
For his word and blessings.
Sorry, I missed that one.
I said, for his word and blessings.
Yes, yeah, thank you. His word and his blessings.
He's the best friend I've ever had and the most faithful one. And always there when there is darkness.
Thank you. I'm going to put matchless friend. And I'll put light as well, because we mentioned the darkness there. He is the light of our lives and our world.
He has adopted us into the greatest and best family on earth.
Family of God. I get that in. My writing's much better with my right hand, but not really.
Jesus heals us.
Jesus is our healer.
And Jesus is our guide as well.
Any more reasons that anyone would like to give? Purpose? We need that, don't we? Purpose for living. How many live without a sense of purpose looking into the new year? But God gives us purpose and a reason for living. Maritana?
With Jesus behind us, we can walk on waters.
Yeah.
Miracle maker.
So we can do great things in his power.
He gives us strength when we are weak.
Thank you. Strength. His strength is made perfect in our weakness.
I've got to say now. He shows us a better way of living.
Thank you. Put the best way. Any more? Oh, Dorothy. Yes. It's unchanging. That's right. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. What a promise for us at the gate of a new year.
He forgives us and he's always loyal to us.
He is loyal, thank you, and forgiving. Well, isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful? Just to be reminded of the good news today. And I'm sure there are many other things that we can say about Jesus. The way, the truth, the life, the resurrection and the life, the good shepherd. Much more. But there we have, just through testimony and through experience, shared some of the reasons why Jesus is good news. This is the gospel. We're just going to put the word gospel up on the screen as an acrostic, just going across with the letters there, spelling out the gospel. G, God loves you. He loves you completely. He gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. We acknowledge the sin that we all have inside us. But we can know forgiveness from that sin through the precious blood of Christ shed for our sins. He is our ever-living Saviour. And we face a choice. Will we let him in to our hearts this year, this new year? Will we let him in again and be all of these things? Will he be all those things and many more for us in the new year? Day by day, we need to open wide the door of our hearts and let him in. So remember, the angels came to the shepherds and said, "Today I bring you good news of great joy for all the people." It's not just for us. It's for everybody out there. Everybody in the whole world. Jesus can be all of this for them. And we pray that the testimony and witness of our church and of each one of you will make that good news known in our towns and villages. This is the gospel of good news.